Numbers chapter 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the Sinai desert, in the tent of contact, on the first day of the second month, in the second year since they came out of the land of Egypt. And he said, Hold a census of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, according to their families, according to their paternal house, for the number of the names of every male according to their head count. From 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army in Israel, you and Aaron will count them, according to their armies. And one man per tribe will be with you, he who is the chief man of his paternal house. And these are the names of the men who will stand with you. For Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur. For Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. For Judah, Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. For Issachar, Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. For Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. For the sons of Joseph, for Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud. For Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. For Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. For Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. For Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran. For Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. For Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These are those called out from the congregation, the leading men from the tribes of their fathers. They are the heads of the families of Israel. So Moses and Aaron took those men who were specified by their names, and they assembled the whole congregation on the first day of the second month, and they declared their genealogy according to their families, by their paternal house, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and above, according to their head count. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he counted them in the Sinai desert. And for the sons of Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, in their genealogy, according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names, according to their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Reuben, came to 46,500. For the sons of Simeon, in their genealogy, according to their families, according to their paternal house, those of his men counted by the number of their names according to their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Simeon, came to 59,300. For the sons of Gad, in their genealogy, according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Gad came to 45,650. For the sons of Judah, in their genealogy according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Judah came to 74,600. For the sons of Issachar, in their genealogy according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Issachar, came to 54,400. For the sons of Zebulun, in their genealogy according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Zebulun, came to 57,400. For the sons of Joseph, for the sons of Ephraim, in their genealogy according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names, from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Ephraim, came to 40,500. For the sons of Manasseh, in their genealogy according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Manasseh came to 32,200. For the sons of Benjamin, in their genealogy according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Benjamin, came to 35,400. For the sons of Dan, in their genealogy, according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Dan, came to 62,700. For the sons of Asher, in their genealogy, according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Asher, came to 41,500. The sons of Naphtali, in their genealogy according to their families, according to their paternal house, by the number of their names from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army, those of them counted in the tribe of Naphtali, came to 53,400. These are those who were counted, whom Moses and Aaron counted with the leading men of Israel. There were 12 of these men, one man for each paternal house. And they were all the sons of Israel who were counted, according to their paternal house, from 20 years old and above, everyone who could serve in the army in Israel. And all those counted came to 603,550. But the Levites, according to the tribe of their fathers, were not counted among them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Now you shall not count the tribe of Levi, and you shall not hold a census of them among the sons of Israel, but you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its equipment, and over everything that belongs to it. They will carry the tabernacle and all its equipment, and they will serve it, and they will encamp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is moved, the Levites will take it down. And when the tabernacle is pitched, the Levites will set it up. And any foreigner who comes near will be put to death. And the sons of Israel will pitch their camp, each one at his own encampment, and each one at his own ensign, according to their armies. But the Levites will encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, so that there will be no wrath on the congregation of the sons of Israel, and the Levites will keep the observance of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons of Israel did it. They acted according to everything that the Lord commanded Moses.